When I was appointed to serve at Delano United Methodist Church, I was told that in just 3 years, there would be a 150th celebration of the congregation. And so this, of course, is quite a monumental milestone to hit 150. And so I started talking with the leaders of the church about that and how they wanted to celebrate. And like any good Methodist church, we made sure to officially create an anniversary committee, right? This is what we do. And we made sure to officially start our anniversary committee work 2 years prior to the anniversary year, because we wanted to have time to figure out what we were going to do and make sure it was done well. And sometimes there's just no rushing the discernment process, right? You know, you just don't know when things are going to click or not. And so 2 years prior to the big anniversary year, we made sure to start meeting, and some things were pretty obvious on how to celebrate and give thanks for 150 years of ministry. We wanted to make sure that we had things like the proper history booklet or maybe some videos that had historical significance, make sure that you get on the bishop's calendar, you know, a couple of those standard anniversary kinds of experiences. We made sure those were pretty easy to get lined up and to start, get the wheels spinning. But you know, when I was talking with the anniversary committee, they really had this sense, kind of like what Psalm 67 said, where they said, you know, God has blessed us. God has caused his face to shine on us. For 150 years, this community has been a place of hope. And we want to find a way, like the psalmist says, to give thanks to God for being that kind of community across the decades. So how do you say thank you to God for such a big milestone and celebration? Well, this kind of work, this is what took us a little bit longer to figure out. You know, it was pretty easy to get the Christmas ornament with the years on it and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, like, what does it take to say thank you to God for being blessed as a community of faith? We continued to meet and have discussions, and there were a number of options that kind of came before us and we would consider, and a lot of things that were like, that would be okay. That would be okay. Maybe that, but nothing that was really that kind of aha experience. Until one meeting, about 9 months into our planning, where the quietest member of the committee, this is always the quietest member of the committee, the meekest, most gentle voice among us, at one meeting said, well, what if we did something to serve the community? What if we maybe figured out how to get Feed My Starving Children to come to us and maybe do something like make some meals? And right away, it was like, you know, when we hear in scriptures where Jesus' baptism and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove, it was like one of those moments. I mean, like the heavens parted and the whole room, like Pentecost, was like, yes, this is what we need to do. And then, of course, they all looked at me and they're like, how do we do that? And I said, I'll make a few calls. And so I knew that Feed My Starving Children did things called Mobile Pack. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Feed My Starving Children, it's a nonprofit that started here in Minnesota where you can pack rice-based meals that are shipped all around the world to care for people in need. And so I made the call to Feed My Starving Children and got the basic info about a mobile pack and came back to the committee and I said, okay, well, here's the deal. Yes, we could do a mobile pack, And the minimum meal amount is a $20,000 opener. And they all kind of looked, and they gulped, and they said, we need to do that. And I said, okay. And so we then started the journey of bringing Feed My Starving Children over to our church, making sure the facility could handle it. And as we kind of got, you know, went along to the trustees, like, can the building do this? And you do all the proper stuff. It became clear that this was something that we would be able to do. And so we just had to figure out, how were we going to raise $20,000 and find 400 volunteers? No biggie. Keep in mind, this is a little church, okay? Like, the whole church is like this size in the fellowship hall. Like, it's it's not a big facility. But with every conversation, it became clearer and clearer among the leadership, we need to do this. We have no idea how we're going to do this, but we need to do this. And so we just started doing it. And the church began raising the money and connecting to other churches, other community organizations, and saying, we want to do this. We need your help. We are not 400 people. Could you come? Would you help? And they started really early, and the fundraising went extremely well in that more than 6 months before the event, they blew past their goal, and they were like, now we need to feed more people, and we need more help. Would you come? And Christmas came, and there was this great sense of jubilation and excitement about what God was doing through this community of faith, and how they were going to, like the psalm said, say thank you to God by blessing the ends of the earth. That was December of 2019. Their mobile pack was scheduled for April of 2020. And so, as you might imagine, that mobile pack did not happen in April of 2020. But they did not give up. They kept on to the promise that God had blessed them, and that when the time was right, they were going to say thank you by blessing the world. And eventually, the time was right. And this weekend, in fact, right now, instead of a traditional worship, right now, if you were to teleport over to Delano, you would see that they are packing meals right now. And last night when my husband came home, he said the meal count was at about 80,000, and they were about to clear 100 easily. He said, Stina, last night the Girl Scouts came, just a small group of brownies, and he said they managed to pack over 7,000 just on them by themselves. And I was like, yes. And he has come home every night exhausted, but full of joy, right? Because when we commit our lives to saying thank you to God and blessing the world, we find a sense of strength and joy that passes all understanding, don't we? And we begin to understand what life, what it means to be truly alive, feels like when we're connected with that Spirit. And so this morning, I give thanks for the work and the witness of Delano United Methodist Church in making that commitment when they had something big to celebrate, to realize and recommend and recognize that saying thank you to God is about blessing the world. And I share that story this morning, not only because that's what my husband is doing this very moment, But also because as I experience their story, I feel like there's some consonance in our experience of a capital campaign this spring. You know, last summer when I came, the trustees had a good long list of things that they had thought about for a long time, projects and things that we needed to do. And lots of folks, not just the trustees, were like, oh, that kitchen. That's been on our list. But through the course of our year together, through that patient discernment together as leadership and the people of the church, we realized that God was putting something in our hearts, didn't we? We realized that it was time for us to celebrate, to say thank you to God for 30 years of ministry, and we realized that commitment was about blessing the world. And so among us and through us, we realized that this was a capital campaign needed so that all are welcome. And it was time for us as a church to reclaim and reignite that ministry of being present for our larger community. And you know, we don't totally know what that means yet, do we? But we know we have to do it. And so just like that Delano church, we too are on that journey with God, recognizing that God has put something in our hearts, that we are here to say thank you to God, and God is ready to bless us, to bless the world. And although we don't have it all figured out, I know that together, as we keep talking and praying and planning and doing, God is going to show us. And it will be good. It will be beyond what we imagine. And I also know that to do that, it is going to take every single one of us, isn't it? And so my ask and my hope for you this day is that you may be able to take time this summer to really pray about how God is calling you to be in ministry with this community of faith, whether it's music ministry or children's ministry or youth ministry or elected leadership or maybe some of the ministries that you're going to start hearing more about this summer, whether it has to do with small group ministries or missions or hospitality. The list is so extensive and exciting, and we need you. We need you. And so this day, put that in your heart. Pray about it. Think about it. Because when you find it, it will make sense. And you will say, aha, I know what I have to do. And bring that dream and hope to me so that together as this church, we can make it happen. That we may bless the world and find out that nothing is going to steal our joy.